It's time to talk agriculture now. Bruce Reynolds is with us. Good morning to you, Bruce.
G'day, Neil.
Bruce, we've seen ABARES put out their crop forecast for the coming winter cereal crop. How are we looking?
Look, it's not going to be as big a crop as we've just seen over the last couple of years. Nationally, they're looking at winter crop production to fall by around about 34%. Expecting a winter cereal crop at this stage, and it's very early in the season, of course, there's a lot of crops only just gone in, but around about that 45 million tonne crop across Australia. So you're looking at, you know, barley and wheat and canola, sort of the main three sort of crops. But yeah, a big drop in forecast of production. And in wheat production nationally, you're looking at around about a 34% drop as well, down to around about that 26 million tonnes of wheat across Australia.
What would that compare to, or the 45 million that you mentioned, 45 million tonnes? Does that compare to, a good year or an average year?
It's probably coming back towards average, middle of the pack. I think around Australia, you know, different states are going to have or expected to have different crops, and it's really on planting range in a lot of states and how dry it is or wet it is in different parts of Australia. So, look, yeah, probably middle of the line at this stage, but again, it's a long time to go through and we need a lot of rainfall events before we'll actually know whether that crop is in the bin or not.
You mentioned states. How's New South Wales shaping up?
So, look, our forecast for winter crop production is only going to be down around about 28% at this stage. And I do put that caveat on it at this stage. So we're going to expect a slightly bigger crop than what they are nationally, or a lesser drop, I suppose you could say,
yeah.
Around about that 10.8 million tonnes of production. But it's really that soil moisture at the moment, and particularly in northern parts of New South Wales, is very dry. So trying to actually get planting moisture to get those crops in. There have been some patchy falls in recent days, but again, very patchy, particularly in the north of the state. So, yeah, the north is probably going to see where we actually get a half-decent crop or whether production actually does drop. There is subsoil moisture, but it's meeting up with that subsoil moisture and then also in-crop rainfall. But looking at the individual crops, sort of wheat production in this state is expected to be down around about 30% to around about 3.5 million hectares and expected around about that 7.2 million tonnes. Barley down around about 21%, and canola is the big drop, down expected 37%, but we did have a very big canola crop last year. And the production around about that 1.14 million tonnes of canola. So still, if that comes off, quite a large crop of both wheat, barley and canola.
Okay. It sounds like obviously we're very weather dependent here. What part of the state's doing it toughest, I suppose?
Well, it's across the state that we're waiting for rainfall, and we'll talk a little bit more about rainfall shortly. But the north of the state, so the northern half from Dubbo north, as in fairly dry. Very dry May, as we discussed last week, even here in this orange area, around about 50% of average rainfall. And a lot of parts of the state, it was even less than 50% of average rainfall for May. So it's that planting moisture that's really needed. You can still get the crop in if there was a major weather event to come through, particularly the north of the state. You can still get it in, but it's starting to get a little late for some parts of the north because, you know, it comes out in head and you harvest it a lot earlier, sort of October, you're starting to harvest in the northern parts of the state. So anyway, it's a watching brief, but it's not a good-looking brief at this stage, particularly in that northern half. Southern half, patchy, some good areas, some much drier areas, and as we discussed last week, area around Cowra looking magnificent at this point in time.
And further to that, the Bureau has increased its outlook for a potential El Niño.
Yeah, look, it's now saying it's at the alert stage, which is one notch below a full-blown forecast of an El Niño. So that's about a 70% chance. So 7 out of 10 times at this time of the year, it goes on to be an El Niño. The other concerning factor is the Indian Ocean Dipole, which is a big driver of our weather, particularly over winter and into spring. At the moment, it's roughly neutral, but the forecast is that it looks as though it's going to go positive, and that's bad news for us because when it goes positive, Generally, winter and spring rainfall is suppressed, so from out of that Indian Ocean, so moisture sources. So if we do get an El Nino in the Pacific, plus a positive dipole, as in our moisture sources are looking pretty poor for this the remainder of winter and moving into spring. Let's hope they're wrong, but there is a fair probability that both of those moisture sources may dry up.
Okay. Look, looking forward to today, you know, the Bureau is suggesting 15 mils perhaps, might see 20, might see less than that. It's all been patchy.
Certainly has. We were talking about it last week and I said, look, some people are going to get a reasonable amount of rain and some people aren't. And the weather system's really slowed down. Just overnight, they seem to come to a grinding halt. And so through inland parts of the state, we did get some showers over the last few days. Today seems to be the big system, as in coming through. But most of it will be around that Victorian New South Wales border area. And also, the Snowy Mountains, the southwest slopes is where the major falls are going to be. But look, hopefully we get that maybe 15 to 20 millimetres. As in, today is the day, though. Looking out after today, it looks fairly dry for the next few days after today. So fingers crossed, the rainfall forecast for today eventuates.
Indeed. I'm with Bruce Reynolds talking agriculture. Thank you, as always, Bruce, for your time. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.